dreams. When Baha'u'llah was born, his mother saw that he was not like other children. For one thing, he never made a fuss or complained. As he grew up, he became very kind and wise and loving. He did not go to school, but seemed to know things anyway. He would talk with wise and learned men and could even explain to them the most difficult parts of the holy writings. They were surprised at his clear and clever answers. When he was 5 years old, Baha'u'llah had a dream. He dreamed he was in a garden and huge birds were flying above him. They flapped their wings and swooped down low. From all sides they began to attack him, but he was not hurt nor frightened. Then he found himself swimming in the sea, being attacked by fishes. They too were unable to harm him. Baha'u'llah's father also had a dream about his son. He also dreamed Baha'u'llah was swimming in the sea, and his body was shining in the water. Hundreds of fish, large and small, were attracted by the light and came swimming towards him. Each one then held on to a strand of his hair as it floated on the water. Baha'u'llah continued to swim wherever he wished, with all the fish following him. When a wise man was asked the meaning of these dreams, he said that the sea was like the world and that all the fish were like the people. He said that the nations of the world would be attracted by the light of Baha'u'llah and would all circle around him. Some people would try to attack him, like the fishes and birds in Baha'u'llah's dream, but nothing would be able to stop him doing what God wanted him to do. Because of these dreams, and because Baha'u'llah was so clever, kind and good, people thought that he'd be an important person in the government or serve at the court of the king of Persia. But Baha'u'llah's father knew that his son was special and that God wanted him to bring peace and love to the hearts of the people. He built a house where Baha'u'llah lived in the summer, and this is part of a verse that he wrote above the door where everyone could read it. This is the valley of love. Enter with reverence. This is holy ground. Remove thy shoes when thou enterest here.